Well, they're called poor alts and first one thing. And they're like this other. They've got different names, but poor, I'm more familiar with poor alt than anything.
That's what you usually call. Yeah.
Now, and if it didn't pour off anymore from there to the floor, why, it'd be called a pour-off. But a little pour-off and be different sizes of pour-offs, you know.
Now, like those, I think you mentioned those bluffs along the Buffalo, that's what a sharp drop-off kind of a...
Yeah, I should think that's just that's very good. Sharp.
Yeah, that's what I call them, too. Now, I guess in those days, all the roads that you had were...
Just old wagon, I'd call them country roads, rough, too rough to even run a wheelbarrow over. But people didn't seem to bother them, and you'd start to the cemetery with a corpse, just a great sluice of wagons, you know, and you could hear them coming off of these old hillsides and these old rough roads for a mile. It seemed like the lonesomest sound you ever hear in your life. A coming. They'd be driving slow, you know, and bump off of a big rock, and directly here'd come another wagon, bump off of the same big rock, and just real slow with the corpse. And
Now, after they, closer into town, I guess they'd start having closer into town, they'd have probably bigger, wider roads, I guess.
Well, it kind of depended on the circumstances, the lay of the land or something of the kind. If you had to go over a little old sharp ridge like this, why it was just about as wide as a wagon, you know, and it didn't get any wider. But if you got down in the lowland where it was level on each side, it was, you could widen your, go around and widen your road out, you know. And I can remember there wasn't a bridge around here anywhere, only across Red River over here. Everybody comes here. You couldn't come only when a man couldn't go to town to take his family only when the waters was low. And then, they'd tie the wagon bed down. Now, don't you kids jump out when we get in there. Be afraid they'd get scared, you know, and go to jumping out.
Yeah.
And they know they'd get them across just as long as they stayed on top, as long as they'd stay in the wagon bed. The team would take them across. But they'd tie that wagon bed down right real good.
Well, that's really good. Well, now, how about after they started paving them? After they started paving the roads, what did they call the ones that...
Highways.
That's
and
what
numbered them. This is number 16. 9 and 16 goes towards Shirley. And when it gets to Shirley then, it separates, and 16 goes on to Heber Springs, to the dam, you know, and number 9 goes north to I don't know where. But this is 16 comes off over here, you know, and joined. And then number 9, it comes from towards Shirley. Shirley. Marlton. Come that way, you know, number 9. Comes right on through Clinton and joins 16 over here and then 16 and 9 till you get to Shirley.
Well, now, was, before they started paving them, did they ever, between when they paved them, when they were just dirt, did they put something on them to...
Put blue gravel.
Oh, they did? They did that?
And they called it gravel. And somewhere or another, they'd go to some of these rock quarries and grind the rocks up, you know, and hold them in here and put them on.
And then after that, now when they would, like this out here, I guess this is made of corn stuff, I guess, isn't it?
It's been blacktopped and then, when they'd get there, all fixed with this black, rock, you know, gravel. And then they'd put that load of black top on there. And if it come a hard, beating rain, while your tanks and everything else had floated.
Oh,
come
man.
Right out of the ground.
Oh, man, I bet that was a mess. What about a little road that go like from, oh, maybe from a barn to a pasture? What'd you call that?
Well, we generally just called it a... maybe you call it a haul road. That's
uh-huh.
what you haul stuff over,
uh-huh.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And an old road that left here and went back off up in the woods like people had to go, used to go to get pine and
mm-hmm.
stuff that way, you know. But it's called a haul road.
Mm-hmm.
Get that old haul road and go back up there and them haulers and hillsides and get you a load of pine.
Mm-hmm.
They had a name for everything.
They had a name for it. Did you ever hear something called a lane?
Oh,
a lane?
Yeah, I don't know what a lane is.
There's
it's fence on each side of the road.
Oh, that's what a lane is?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You put a fence on each side of the road, and that's a lane.